Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm dead inside, but I'm Yeager.
I can't remember who I'm meant to be. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Amy. We are three Melbourne girls. This is just for my cohorts here, not for anybody else. But we are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start a podcast while we're all living the beta lockdown.
Woo-hoo.
Anyway, we're free now, so yay. Yay.
Yeah.
And we take aim at one topic each week with a bottle or three of wine or six or nine. We don't know. We don't know anymore. And we try to make some sense of it and each other. Ladies, what are we drinking?
Oh, I'm straight up. I'm sitting on my last glass of Apollazzo. Because I'm fucked. Like we said last week, it was a double recording and this is it. And I'm pretty fucked. So, and I'm introducing, someone's getting her, Sarah, what are you drinking?
Wow. I've moved on to a new bottle. Again, yay. Double recording, so we've moved on to a new bottle. I'm now drinking Moscato and Sav. So this is going to mix really well with the red that I drank from last episode. So good luck.
Yeah.
Welcome across to the dark side where you mix a red and a white on a double recording weekend. Well done.
And I'm last. So
strap in, people.
Strap in because I may be asleep before the episode ends.
Yeah.
I'll wake you. That's fine. I'm drinking the rest of my bottle, Jen Pfeiffer Merlot, because unlike these fucking drunk bitches, I actually only drank half of my bottle from before. But like I said last episode, training myself back into red is hard, and I wrecked myself last night. And so, yeah, this could be fun. Mm. This could be super fun. So, Bianca, before you die, what is our topic?
Well, actually, before we get into the topic, I know I haven't written it in the forest.
Tangent train.
I just wanted to let our listeners know that this episode is the last for a little while for Miss Sarah. Amy and I will be powering on while Sarah has a little break.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, just a warning, a PSA, as you may call it, we're going to be left unsupervised. Yeah. Listen at your peril.
Yes,
pretty much. But look, I will still have access to everything. So if you need to put up a Facebook post just stating your concerns for their well-being, do it.
Or Sarah's. Why are you gone? Why?
Sarah's well-being is pretty much just I need a break.
It's just
personal reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we are not mad or sad or glad or Dr. Seussing it at all. We are.
I hope not, because that's a sign of insanity.
Exactly. We are very happy for Sarah to have a break. There is never any issue between the three of us.
If
what any of you are thinking, there is not. We are. No. Best friends for a reason. We cannot ditch each other.
For better or worse, mainly worse, we can't get rid of each other.
No, it can't happen. So, Sarah on hiatus from the next couple of weeks. However, she may be back. We'll just wait and see how this goes. Yeah. She may happen to listen to one of the podcasts Bianca and I do on our own and go, fuck, I better get back in there and save those bitches.
Exactly.
It may happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it may take a while, but I may be back.
Exactly.
She might just do some guest appearances from here on now. Anybody who loves Sarah so much and wants to petition her to stay on the podcast, feel free to hit us up at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, or Instagram. Mm-hmm. She checks none of this. It's all me, and then I'll harass her. It's fine.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I also get the notifications, so yeah. And then I usually go, Amy, I don't have time. Can you reply to this?
I only get the Facebook notifications, just so you know.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. Hit us up. Sarah, come back. Sarah, come back.
I'm lost without you.
All right. So with our PSA out the way, Dr. Seizing it again, I am insane. our topic. Yeah, I know. I'm very drunk. I'm trying to see. It's not great. I've got no glasses on. So our topic tonight is recast this movie. And the movie we chose to recast is Independence Day. Yeah. So Independence Day, also promoted as ID4. Was it really? I don't
know. Was it though? That.
Was it? And apparently, like in other articles I read, some people called it ID. Who?
Who does that?
What's the 4 stand for?
This is July 4th.
Yeah, I know, right? Who fucking promoted it as that? Clearly no one in Australia.
Not anyway. In the 90s. Yeah, we would have known about it.
So, yes, exactly, the 90s. So this movie came out in 1996. It is an American science fiction action film directed by Roland Emmerich. Every time I read Roland, my mind goes to Schitt's Creek. I'm like, Roland shit.
Roland shit.
Every time. So it was also written by Roland and Dean Devlin, who I've never heard of. So go Dean. Yep.
Go Dean.
It's an ensemble cast that includes Will Smith, Bill Pullman, Jeff Goldblum, Mary McDonald, Judd Hirsch, Margaret Cullen, Randy Quaid, Robert Loggia, James Rebhorn, Harvey Fierstein, and Harry Connick. I'm sorry, Wikipedia. It's always and forever going to be Harry Connick Jr. to me.
It is Harry Connick Jr. Harry Connick was his father, who was also a jazz singer.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? But Wikipedia puts him down as Harry Connick.
Yeah, wrong.
Rude.
Yeah, wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
Nerds, you're wrong. Anyway, the film focuses on a desperate group of people who converge on the Nevada desert in the aftermath of a worldwide attack by an extraterrestrial race. With the other people of the world, they launch a counterattack on July 4th, which happens to be Independence Day in the United States, just coincidentally. Anyway. This movie is actually considered a significant turning point in the history of the Hollywood blockbuster. So Independence Day was at the forefront of the large-scale disaster film and sci-fi resurgence of the mid to late 90s.
Mm.
It was released worldwide on July 3rd, 1996, but actually began showing on July 2nd, which is the same day the film's story begins. Love it.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, right? So in original release, as a result of high-level anticipation among the moviegoers, I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The film received mixed to positive reviews, so that's great, with criticism for its characters, like the characters, but it did get praise for the performances and visuals. And yeah, it is a brilliant.
Yeah, no one won an Oscar, but anyway, yeah.
I know, right?
Very visual, very.
It grossed over $817.4 million worldwide.
That's a fuckload.
Yeah. And it became the highest grossing film of 1996, surpassing Twister and Mission Impossible.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not hard. I don't even think I've seen Mission Impossible.
Oh, mate.
How much
anyway, keep
that
going.
Anyway, okay. It also became the second highest grossing film ever at that time, So just behind Jurassic Park from 1993. The film won an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects and was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Sound. Obviously didn't win. I don't know who won. Don't care. So the tagline for the movie goes like this. The aliens are coming and their goal is to invade and destroy Earth. Fighting superior technology, mankind's best weapon is the will to survive.
Dun, dun, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And cinematic.
It really is. And it's actually still rating pretty well. Like on IMDb, it's currently sitting around 7 out of 10. That's not bad.
That's
awesome. Compared to some of the movies Sarah and I watched, that's actually pretty fucking good. That's way up there.
Personally, any movie that we pick is usually a 3 or below.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why I don't get involved in movie night with those two.
We usually go through the movies and then look it up on an IMDb. A 5? Nah, that's way too high for us.
Too high budget. No, sorry. Yeah.
That's clearly got a budget. That's not going to have the same sharks 10 times in the one film. Yeah.
I know. That one scene just kept on repeating.
Mm-hmm. So Independence Day is actually one of my favorite films of all time. I watch it every year on or around America's 4th of July. So for our American listeners, I have solidarity for you with your 4th of July. But as far as Independence Day goes, I watch that every year just for you guys. So basically, when we decided we would do this recast a movie and we chose Independence Day, it could have gone on forever. It's a large, and I say large ensemble cast. I mean, Andrew Keegan has 4 minutes of airtime, and we still all about him remember on him this on there. Movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like 4 minutes. That's it. You're done.
Yeah.
And it's real early.
Yeah. It's before shit real goes down. So.
Yeah. Right? So originally when I rewatched it recently to really get a feel for it. So
because you found out that you had fucking parent failed and your kid had not watched it. So.
Right. Like, what the fuck? I could not believe I've watched this every fucking year how my kid has never fucking seen it. I just, oh, my God. Anyway, she's seen it now, and I told her why I was rewatching it to recast it. And at the end of the film, she was like, I don't want to recast anything. This was brilliant.
See, this is why we had to fucking settle on Independence Day, because every other movie we came up with, Sarah's like, nope, it's perfect. Leave it alone.
That's because you mentioned The Labyrinth and what was it? The Princess Bride.
So many things.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but those two movies are perfect the way they are. Touch them and die. That goes actually, to anyone heard, that actually really heard, wants to remake
them. Oh, my God, Sarah,
them,
I heard the best recasting for The Princess Bride. Wait for it, okay? So Fred Savage is now the grandpa. He's reading to his grandson, right? And then the movie plays out exactly as it did before.
But who's playing Fred Savage's part?
His grandson.
Yeah, who is?
Nobody. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter? Nobody. Doesn't
yes, matter. It does matter.
No, it does.
That matters a lot.
No. Anyway, so when I was watching it, I was like, all right, this
is Tom Holland. Oh, my God, he'll be adorable.
Yes. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Back to the subject. So I was originally recasting like background characters because this was before our team meeting, right? So okay. I was deep into this and I was like, right, the chick on the roof, that could be Jamie Lee Curtis. That could totally be Jamie Lee Curtis. I was going all star. Yep. Some guy in the street, that was Seth Rogen. And then the dude who stops the car gets out amazed at the fucking alien ship. That was Macaulay Culkin. I was like,
nice.
I was recasting fucking everyone. And so after I was brought back down to earth,
by me.
Yeah. there was much deliberation. We decided we would only do 7 main characters, which really made it simpler. And so
it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, people.
If you haven't seen this movie, watch this fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I started recasting and I'd written a few things out and I had a few different lists going. And in the end, I was like, I don't really like my ensemble cast. So I went in a completely different direction.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
What have you done?
I went with a bit of fun. Yeah. I went to a random Disney character generator.
Uh-huh.
And I've decided to turn this into some sort of Space Jam. You know, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit? So you've got real world and you've got cartoons, right?
I love it.
Right. So this, and I just hit generate. I was just like, Will Smith, generate. So that is my first one, obviously, people. Will Smith, who plays Captain Steve Hiller, he's replaced with Mr. Smee. I can see it. I feel it. Yeah.
I see it.
I don't know how well this will, like, transpose. Yeah, and one of my favorite fucking rants of all time in cinematic history is Will Smith dragging the alien across the desert. And he goes, I had leave this weekend. But no.
Yeah,
I am dragging your heavy ass through the desert. And what the hell is that smell? And then he kicks the shit out of it. He's like, I could have made a barbecue.
Yeah. So when he says, what the hell is that smell? That was an ad-lib line because where they were shooting had this weird smell. The cast, the crew had no idea where or why the smell was there. Nobody could explain that smell. So that line is actually ad-libbed.
And you know what? I can see Shmee doing that.
Mm.
I can't see him being that angry about it, though.
Oh, no, I can.
So then we move on to who was originally played by Vivica A. Fox. So the character is Jasmine DeBrow. She is Will Smith's stripper girlfriend, right? My Disney generator gave me Meriwether.
Definitely.
I don't know how I feel about this little blue fairy.
No, just like, you know what? She has had enough of the other two. She's like, that's it. I'm moving out. I'm getting a job as a stripper. Fuck you, bitches.
Sarah feels this on a spiritual level. Fuck the two of you. I'm getting a job as a stripper. I'm out.
Plus,
if you're wondering where I'm going next week, I'm becoming a stripper.
Yeah.
Okay. You can see her at the following location. Actually, you know what? Funnily enough, I can see Smee and Meriwether being a couple, though.
Like, I know, right?
This. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I know, right? How cute is it?
It's super cute.
So next we have Bill Pullman's character, President Thomas J. Whitmore. My decision generator gave me Flynn Rider, and I feel
talked his way into that job.
Oh, yeah. Smoldered his
we
way.
We all smoldered.
Yeah. They never get his nose right.
I was just going to say that. Never get his nose right.
That is a brilliant Disney film, Tangled. I love that film.
Yeah.
The next is The President's Wife, which originally was played by Mary McDonnell, and her character is Marilyn Whitmore. I don't know. Like, Disney generator, I don't really feel this, but I do Cruella de Vil as the President's Wife.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert. You won't be sad when she dies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Whereas real sad the first time.
I was super sad.
Not sad this time. So the next one is Jeff Goldblum's character, Daddy. So he plays David Leveson. I love Jeff Goldblum. Oh, I love him as much as Nicolas Cage. It's just shocking. So brilliantly, thank you, Disney random generator. They gave me Kronk.
I can see this.
I can see it.
100%. That is superb.
Could you imagine, though, for a second, up on that the ship from Area 51, Kronk and Mr. Smee going up to destroy the other aliens? Yeah.
Enough. And then there's a fucking squirrel just coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is what we have to do.
Squeaker, squeak, squeaking.
Yes, Mr. Kronk, I feel like this is what we should be doing. Are you sure? You're the scientist. Oh, okay.
Wrong lever! And speaking of wrong lever, Margaret Collins, which is Constance Spano. Yeah. Disney generator straight after Kronk gave me Yzma. No. So yeah. Kronk is now married to, well, Yzma. Ex-wife.
Yzma. Yzma.
Yeah. That's.
Oh,
I knew there was something Kronk. Dodgy going on between those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ex-boss.
Ex-boss. Yeah. That's now his wife. Ex-wife. Which he gets back together with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disturbing.
That's really disturbing. And Disney, the Disney generator did not let me down with our last one, which is Randy Quaid, who plays Russell Kess. So he's the crazy weirdo. If you don't know who that is, he's the one who was originally, like, he was abducted by aliens. And then when the aliens come to Earth, he's like, see, I told you they were fucking real. And he takes everyone to Area 51.
Right? I love a crazy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Love crazy guy.
Oh, absolutely. 100% love crazy. Disney generator did not disappoint. It gave me Scuttle. I can see it.
Perfect.
Little mermaid. Oh, amazing.
I'm done with this generator. This is it. This is what I'm doing.
Who is going to replace Sarah in this podcast? Boom. This is who we've got. Yeah.
Scuttle.
Oh, yep. Can we do that? I would like to see this.
And then if you come back, you know, you have to assume the character. You know
that,
right? Yeah.
Okay. As long as you're down with that, it's fine. Yeah. That's amazing. Scuttle is literally fucking Russell Case. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he will be telling everybody
to
fight the aliens with the Dinglehopper. I feel like that is a thing.
Yeah. Do you need a thingamabob? Ariel's got 20. Yeah.
The Dinglehopper and Sarah likes to fork, okay?
Very much. I like to fork.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yep. So, yes, that is the direction I went in, and I'm not ashamed, afraid, or, you know, whatever. I've had way too many drinks. I love
you guys. You guys want some fun, think about the top people in your job. We will put a link to Disney Generator, and you think of the top people who are your managers and your bosses and things like that, and just throw their names into this random, what do you call it, generator, and see who would come up. It'll give you a giggle, and it'll make your work life a little bit easier, because every time they go to talk to you or yell at you, you will just see Scuttle or Kronk or Merryweather. It'll be funny. Yeah, it's totally fine.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
All right, is it my turn?
Yes.
Pretty sure.
All right, so being the human I am, I thought I would change things up, and so did Bianca, because that's the human she is as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we decided to do this movie, I was thinking about it, and all the characters that came to mind before we defined the categories, because that was my whole thing, is that there was too many. There was too many. We would be here for 6 hours. So, yeah, before we defined it, I was thinking, geez, a lot of them are men.
Yeah.
And the women I thought about were, like, minor characters.
Yeah.
But there was really no reason for it. Like, why were they all men? There was just no actual logical reason. Like, you needed a penis to do this. So I thought to myself, well, if I'm going to do a casting, maybe I can reverse the gender roles just a little bit, just to see what would happen and if that would actually change the plot line at all. Yeah, it didn't. There's no reason. You can swap them out. It's totally fine. Yeah, yeah. So I swapped them out. Men characters are now women and women are now men. So here goes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just swapped them out because I just wanted to see what happens. Yeah, okay. So Will Smith, Captain Stephen Hellier, is replaced with Tiffany Haddish. I think she is so funny. She's not big in Australia, but I've seen her in like a lot of American stuff and on Netflix. And oh my God, I just talked about it before. The rant that Will Smith goes on in the desert. You need to be a specific human to carry out this rant. And I had a few in my bank. And then I looked at her and I went, she could do this. She could absolutely do this. She could do this in stiletto heels through the fucking desert. She's such a boss. And that's what you needed. And I went, yep, this is the person. So I think it fits perfectly. So Vivica A. Fox, who is Jasmine Dubrow, is replaced with the stripper wife, as I call her. The stripper, because they do get married in the end. Yeah, she's the stripper wife. I decided this role should be filled by Henry Cavill.
I will watch it just for him.
Right? Yes, exactly. Over and over again.
We have discussed how many times we have watched movies for Henry Cavill reasons. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. After watching The Witcher several times, I finally watched Superman for Henry Cavill reasons, and it does disappoint for Henry Cavill reasons.
It does not disappoint for Henry Cavill reasons. Yeah, Henry Cavill also has a bit of a 90s male stripper look to him. So I thought he would fit well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bill Pullman's character, President Thomas J. Whitmore, replaced with Wanda Sykes. Typically, she's a comedic actor, but I saw her in The Good Fight recently, and she does serious really, really well. Mm-hmm. So she is my pick for the president role. Now, Mary McDonald, which is played by – sorry, have I got this wrong way? So Mary McDonald plays – Marilyn Whitmore, so the FLOTUS, First Lady of the United States, for those who are not in the United States. I'm going to replace her with Rob Lowe. Why?
Definitely. Yeah. I love Rob Lowe.
Oh, me too.
Other than we love Rob Lowe. Yeah, other than that, but he could totally pull off the gig of being the ultimate trophy husband for the president of the United States.
Absolutely.
Like, he could do that.
Definitely.
And I looked at them together, and other than in this sort of scenario, obviously, it just wouldn't happen. Well, Wanda Sykes is also gay. But, yeah. So the other person I actually played with this one, was Laverne Cox. Because I could see her being the first lady. Yeah. And she would actually nail this role.
Yeah.
And Wanda Sykes being a lesbian as well, I thought, you know what, playing with gender roles, playing with a bit of equality, this could totally work. This could actually really that fucking could. Work. Yeah. And, oh, God, Laverne Cox, so hot. Rob Lowe, so hot.
Yeah. Rob Lowe, I think I just love him, but I don't really just love him. I love his family. I follow him on Insta, and I go to his whatever he posts, and I look to the comments to see his family members, like his son, his giving kids. Him shit.
Oh, my God. His kids giving him so much shit. The shit out of him.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's hilarious. That's the whole reason I follow him on Instagram is just for the shit, the roasting that he gets from his fam.
So I actually thought that this role could be played by either because you just kind of needed something a bit hot. So that's what I went with. Okay. Jeff Goldblum, his character, David Levison, I'm going to replace him with Sandra Oh. Never liked it. Hated her, in fact. I didn't like her. No, because I didn't watch Grey's Anatomy. I didn't watch anything. I watched
Sideways.
I actually didn't like her until I recently discovered Killing Eve. Oh my God, listeners, if you have not watched Killing Eve, she's fucking amazing.
Brilliant in Grey's Anatomy, I tell you.
I'm not into
the fucking show.
I'm not into that. Anyway,
you don't even care about Grey.
Oh my God, Sandra Oh. She's amazing. Yep. I hate her character in Killing Eve, by the way. But Sandra Oh, you are an incredible fucking actor, and I think she would be an amazing fucking scientist. So, moving on to Margaret Cullen, which plays Constance Spano. I replaced her with Bobby Cannavale. I put a picture up in our forest sheet, our run sheet. If you don't know him, he is his longtime partner is Rose Burns, Australia Represent Y'all. And I first fell in love with him in Boardwalk Empire, and then everything else that I have seen with him in it, I fucking love him. I just love him. And he can really pull off this like clean cut look of a president's aide. I can see this. I can see the duo between Sandra Oh and him, and just really playing it off really, really well. I could see this working. So that was why I picked him. And then the next one, Randy Quaid's character, Russell Case. I had two, and I was seriously on the fence. Co-hosts, my ladies, my bitches, help me. Okay, so these are the two I'm struggling with. Patricia Arquette or Helena Bonham Carter. Now, hear me out. Patricia Arquette could emulate the original character, being that redneck hick with a touch of crazy.
Yeah.
However, Helena Bonham Carter, oh, she's got crazy chick down pat.
She has crazy down pat, and she is amazing.
And amazing. Mm-hmm. But so also is Patricia Arquette. She's also amazing.
True. She's a really good actress.
So I was on the fence of who would play crazy chick. Yeah. So I'm still not 100% convinced. I think, though, Patricia Arquette could really pull off the redneck element. So that's probably where I'm leaning to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my pick. Sarah, what have you got?
Okay. So when we were discussing who we were doing, I wasn't listening. So I forgot to put in the stripper wife, which... Look, I've just gone with people I like as actors.
Because guess who didn't read the brief this week?
Guess who didn't have time to read the brief this week? That doesn't matter.
You were there. Our worlds should have collided.
But I was falling asleep. Okay. So with stripper wife, listening to you all... Zendaya.
Yeah. Okay. She was also going to be my Will Smith character. Yeah.
She has the attitude. She has the looks. She has the talent.
Mm-hmm.
She's just adorable. I love her.
Zendaya could play a piece of toast. And she literally could, and I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd for eat Will that shit Smith.
Up. Same.
Yeah. So for Will Smith character. Toast. I went Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yes.
Because, one, he has that attitude. He is like the new Will Smith.
Yeah.
And he's got that fucking smile, and it just melts you, and you're just like, oh, my God.
I don't know what you're saying, but I bet it's hot.
Yes. But, I mean, if Chadwick Boseman was still around, I would say him because, oh, him too.
Yeah.
Marvel, you just pick such good actors.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Bill Pullman. I've chosen Kurt Russell. He has the look.
Interesting. Yeah. Basically the same, but different.
It's pretty much same, but different. Kurt Russell's a little bit edgier in attitude and looks.
I dropped so many fuck words. So, yeah, he's happy to drop a fuck word.
Yeah. Or, bear with me, Obama.
Yeah.
Have a thing.
That works. I think he could pull off playing an American president.
Exactly, he
has the emotional range.
The emotional range of an American president, but... He's also got that attitude that he could be a fighter pilot.
Exactly. Yep.
I can see this.
He would totally be down for it too.
I reckon he'd be down for it.
Yeah.
new career, Obama. I know you're listening to this podcast, obviously, because what else are you doing? So, yeah. If you want to be in the recast and you want us to pull together our, like, six listeners to push this, we're totally down.
Seriously think you could play the American president.
I feel like you could. We believe in you.
Yeah. Okay, so Jeff Goldblum's character. I'm sorry. You cannot replace this man.
Right? It's really hard.
That is pretty much it. You cannot replace him.
Although, when he did the fly, they literally did with a fly. So.
And it was terrible. Don't replace Jeff Goldblum. He's perfect. In every way. Okay, so I actually chose his father. Now, I don't think any of you guys put down Judd Hirsch.
No, that was one of the seven we decided on in the meeting.
Yeah. We had to cull them for many reasons.
But as soon as I thought we were recasting, he actually came to mind, and I had the perfect one. Danny DeVito.
He drops the fuckword as well. He loves the fuckword.
I really feel like Danny DeVito was missing from this movie.
He also could have been the president or Jeff Goldblum's character or the first lady or basically anything because Danny DeVito is amazing.
Yes, but he couldn't have been Jeff Goldblum because Jeff Goldblum has to be Jeff Goldblum.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good point.
Yeah. So, Randy Quaid, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. I don't know why Bianca didn't think of this.
I'm sorry. My Disney generators did not give me Woody Harrelson.
I know, but
he's not a Disney princess, apparently.
For some reason, Woody Harrelson is A, not a Disney princess, or B, a Disney prince. Yeah. Okay, Disney, I'm putting it out there because obviously the executives of Disney are listening to this podcast. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
He should so be a princess.
Why is he not the raw, vegan, hippie, pot-smoking, fucking amazing bongo player prince? Yeah. Like, I don't understand why this is not palatable for your child audience. Yeah. I don't get it.
Like, I can heat generate. It'll give me fucking Fleet from fucking Pocahontas, but it won't give me Woody Harrelson? Come on.
Come on.
Dodgy.
Shit.
All right. So, Margaret Cullen. Being the scientist, Jeff Goldblum's partner.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, she's a little bit younger than Jeff Goldblum, but who gives a fuck? Mm. She is my spirit animal. I love her on a spiritual and emotional level. She's just perfect. And she's a damn good actress.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Was it the something something playbook? I didn't like it.
Oh, okay. The Silver Linings playbook.
Yeah,
that's good. I didn't like it.
Have you seen Joy?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch that.
It's based on a true story.
Okay.
Of like the, she invented some squeegee mop. It was really good.
Okay. Well, I'll watch that one.
And watch that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, I chose her. And then Mary McDonnell. I chose her character to be replaced, which is the president's wife, to be replaced by Halle Berry.
Well, then the president has to be Obama. Because, like, Kurt Russell and Halle Berry, that mix doesn't really mix, like, in my mind. Wow. I'm like, they don't really go together. It's not a complimenting couple, like, on screen.
They're both very strong-willed.
But Obama and Halle Berry, absolutely.
Yeah, because she's a bit of a Michelle type.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
But that's why I chose her, because she's a very strong woman.
Yeah.
And you know she has the ability to be a president's wife.
All right.
So Kurt Russell's out, Obama's in. Yeah.
Okay.
Or can I throw out a different one? Goldie Hawn?
Okay, I did think Goldie Hawn because, you know, Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn. They just... The part and parcel.
They are Mr. Absolutely. And Mrs. Claus, if you've seen that film. Yeah.
And then the little girl is replaced with what's her face? I've forgotten her name. My brain's going dead. Well, I'm going almost famous. No, that's the movie. She's on the front cover, I know.
Is it Kate Hudson?
Kate Hudson, yes.
Or, by now, one of their 6,000 grandkids. So,
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah, that... those are my picks.
Nice.
I love it.
I'm glad you actually misread the topic or just didn't pay attention in the team meeting, because this actually worked out really well.
I didn't misread it. I just misheard who we were doing and then went,
I put pictures in. There were fucking...
Pictures? Where?
There was a whole thing.
In the meeting minutes.
Oh, yeah, no, I never checked that. Oh, sorry. My bad.
Well... This is why she's out, people. It's not because she was a hiatus, it's because I might kill her.
Hiatus or this is Sparta. We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe a little both.
Jokes. Jokes. Yeah.
She's going to kill me while I sleep.
I misread the topic when we did the 1700s. / 17th century. So, yeah, we all do this from time to time, and sometimes it works out really well.
Again, so, yeah. Never misread. I just didn't listen.
Just didn't care.
I went, okay, we're recasting a movie. That's great. I'll just pick people.
All right, guys. Well, I have had so much fun researching this topic, as I did with all of the other topics over the past few weeks. However, we would love some topic suggestions from our listeners. If you have a topic which you would like us to discuss, email us at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. Bianca and I are taking the reins for the next couple of weeks while Sarah goes and has our little holiday, well-deserved break. For putting up with me and Bianca's shit. Yes.
Absolutely.
Well deserved.
Because outside of this podcast, we are quite demanding.
And fucking annoying. Let's
put it out. A little bit OCD and
a little.
Throw that in there and it'll drive Sarah insane. So bye, Sarah. If you are a fellow podcaster who would be interested in doing a collaboration, hit us up. Like I said, FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. We're looking to fill the void because
they need a buffer.
We just so you know. Can't be left unsupervised.
Oh, I couldn't even convince my sister. Who are you?
Yes, she loves us. There's a problem there. Anyway, tune in next week for when Bianca and I take on the following topic. Is it? Am I arsehole? Or in the news. We haven't decided yet.
No.
So there's two topics that we're going to take on while Sarah is on hiatus, and we're taking on Am I the Asshole? And in the news, where we're going to attempt to tell people about the news, mainly Gen Z's, because we just realized all of a sudden that Gen Z's don't actually know what's going on in the world. So we're going to try and educate them. So
yeah,
okay. And but spoiler alert for Am I the Asshole? Yes you are.
Always.
Well, always,
but this time
you'll have to actually listen to the podcast and find out.
I will listen.
We're going to talk about other people's situations, not just mine, because I am always the asshole, as you've pointed out. To everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter fucking garbage.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that you have found it entertaining and where you're not using any of the facts. There was no facts discussed in this. If you are listening to this and never seen Independence Day, none of the people that we discuss, except for in the intro, actually played in this movie or were actors in this movie.
Haven't seen this movie, please go watch it.
For fuck's sake, unless you're Bianca's kid, you've got no excuse. So
yeah,
Bianca's kid, poor parenting. So, you know. We highly encourage that you do not use any of the facts that there was none of in making the important decisions in your lives, unless it's in relation to the purchase and use of Protection Chainsaw. Although, if you watch this movie, you will realize that the purchase and use of Protection Chainsaw probably won't help you. Get yourself a fighter jet. That is what is going to help you. Get yourself a fighter jet, learn how to fly that fucker, and that is what will save you.
You can pick them up at Bunnings.
You can get them at Bunnings, Might of 10, any of your good.
Home Depot, yeah.
Amazon, eBay.
Dollar Tree. Yeah. Walmart.
Kmart. B Big Dub. Yeah. All, so all came the usual came shade.
Yep.
All the usual things.
Came all right,
people, we hope you have been very entertained as much as we've been entertained by this. We hope you've been entertained. Good night, y'all. Bye.
Bye. Bye.